Pennsylvania Department of Transportation is inviting high school students to participate in the fourth annual PennDOT Innovations Challenge. And with us to talk about this program is Jan Husvar. She is the Deputy Communications Director of the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. Jan, it's so good to have you with us today. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you, Bo. Appreciate the invitation.
Hey, it certainly is great to get our youth involved in problem solving to benefit our state. And I think that's what's great about what you're doing here.
That's right. And the department recognizes the fresh ideas that young minds can come up with. And so that's really the impetus behind the Innovations Challenge to begin with,
yeah,
to tap into these young minds and help them with a real-world transportation problem.
So you're opening this to students grades 9 to 12, but specifically, what are you asking these students to come up with?
This is an important one for the department right now. We're asking for students to come up with a way to help us fund transportation infrastructure projects.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to need $5 billion a year,
mm-hmm,
to sustain the transportation infrastructure as you know it. By infrastructure, I mean the highways, the daily things that make your quality of life better,
yeah,
getting around town, transportation, and so on. So right now, we have, of course, everyone's familiar with the gas tax and tolling. So we're asking students, 9 to 12 grades, to come up with something besides gas taxes or tolls, mm-hmm, or mileage-based user fees to help us get more money for transportation infrastructure.
I think especially in this time, Jan, educators, because I'm an educator myself, that we've had to come up with a lot of creative and innovative ways to find ways to educate. And I think that our students have adapted. I think if there's ever been a time where our kids have been asked to be more creative, now is the time. But the pandemic has not only had an impact on their education, but it's also had an impact upon the state with how it gets funds too, right?
Oh, that's right. The bottom line is people are traveling less,
yeah,
you know, and when we're dependent upon a gas tax,
mm-hmm,
and there are more electric cars, the cars are more fuel efficient, so the funds that we would normally get from gasoline-based revenues just aren't there.
Right, absolutely. And so these conventional revenue generators that we talk about, as you talk about the gas taxes, tolls, you know, that, you know, finding ways to come up with other streams. You know, to me, I think it's great to ask youth to come up with these things because maybe there are some ideas there that none of us are even thinking about. And I'm sure you're going to find a couple of these gems.
Yes, absolutely, Bo. In innovations challenges of the past, we found that students are very savvy. They think outside the box. They're coming up with ideas for us that have real sparks of potential,
mm-hmm,
for us. So we'll see what happens. And this is a big one. This is a big ask.
Mm.
You know, $5 billion is a lot to ask for.
Yeah, absolutely. So the submission deadline is in sometime in December, right?
Right. It is December 18th.
Okay.
So we're asking folks to go to PennDOT.gov /innovation. If you go to PennDOT.gov and just type in innovations challenge in the search bar, it'll bring it right up. But the students working, it has to be at least two to four students working with a teacher mentor to submit their idea in a Word document that's all done online. And then from those potential ideas, winners will be chosen in each of PennDOT's 11 engineering districts to then make a presentation to the Harrisburg Central Office team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you referenced the COVID challenge, so that's why the Innovations Challenge this year is completely virtual.
Mm.
So we have the students who are now already, I think, in the swing of doing things virtually.
Right.
So they will have an opportunity to just showcase their idea in a safe virtual platform.
Students have adapted throughout the months that we've gone through here with how things are a little bit different. And I'm sure the way that the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation has conducted business this year has been different also.
Many of my colleagues, certainly all those in the press offices, are working remotely. We're teleworking and a virtual environment. We're doing exactly the same thing we would be doing in the office,
mm-hmm,
just very safely.
Yeah. Jan, one thing that I love about what your role is that there always seems to be a component to what Pennsylvania Department of Transportation does to educate the community, to educate students also. Is this indeed something that is important for the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Informing our customers, everything from how do I renew my driver's license to where is this detour going to take me? The department is huge. Most people need some form of identification that comes to PennDOT. Most people take some form of transportation, if not daily, you know, at least weekly, if it's just to the grocery store and back. But you need your vehicle. That's PennDOT. You need your license. That's PennDOT. You need to get there safely. Right. That's PennDOT on our state-owned roads. So, yeah, and what we do, I mean, we use a series of press releases. We have these challenges. And again, thank you for doing this interview with me to help us spread the word.
Yeah.
So we found that we're using a lot more social media. Other than that, you know, we do our best to use what we have available. And the media is still a very, very important part of that.
There's a great program that's involved in our district based out of Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania, and that's something called Paint the Plow, which I just think is just a wonderful thing. But it's things like that that really helps keep the community engaged in what you do.
Oh, absolutely. Paint the Plow has been nothing but a success from day one. It's a chance for students to, number one, get up and close and personal with a snowplow, you know, and help us with an important safety message and show their artistic skills.
Right.
So it's a way to get students involved. And you know what? And part of what the Innovations Challenge's goal is also to get students thinking about a career in PennDOT.
Yeah.
We have engineers. We have archaeologists. You know, we have communications people.
Right.
You know, there's a wealth of employment opportunity here at PennDOT.
Is there a common misperception about the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation?
Well, I'll tell you, I deal with customers a lot, and well, the one that comes up most often is people think that PennDOT is a law enforcement agency.
Mm.
So they call to report everything from somebody using a handicapped parking placard and jumping out of their car and running into the store, you know, so they want to call us and tell us about that person.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really a duty of law enforcement. Another one is the Pennsylvania Turnpike. People seem to think that PennDOT and the Pennsylvania Turnpike are one and the same.
Right.
No, they're a separate agency.
Yeah, yeah. And that's something that I didn't know, too. And I also didn't know that I always thought that it was just the roads of Pennsylvania, and it's not.
Oh, no. We are roads, we are bridges, we are airports, we are freight, we are ports, we are waterways, multimodal systems, you know, buses, trains. It's a huge, huge department. And we've got a wonderful secretary, Yasmin Gramian. She's a engineer, and she's at the helm of this huge operation. And I encourage your listeners, I mean, like, if you want to really just delve into it, PennDOT.gov.
Yeah.
Just, you know, grab a cup of coffee and stay on the site, you know, and just poke around,
Yeah, it's a great website with so much information, including what we're talking about here, which is the high school students involved in participating in the 4th annual PennDOT Innovations Challenge.
For students and the teachers alike, go to PennDOT.gov, search Innovations Challenge in the search bar, and read all about it. You need to pair up with at least one other person, up to four, and then once you, with your teacher mentor, talk about the problem. How can PennDOT make money to address a budget shortfall? That's because of, well, the gas tax just isn't going to sustain us into the future.
Right.
With the way cars, electric cars, more fuel-efficient cars, we have to come up with something different.
And this is open to students grades 9 to 12, and as Jan mentioned, the submission deadline is on December 18th. And Jan, I tell you what, I'm just so interested and curious about everything that you do, but I know we have time constraints involved here, so I hope we can have a conversation again sometime down the road, as PennDOT is so involved in so many things. And as I said, I just enjoy the fact that, you know, getting youth involved is a great thing. And really appreciate this opportunity to talk to you today.
Well, thank you, Bo, and we really appreciate the opportunity to spread the good word about all the good things that PennDOT does. So thank you.
Keep doing your great work you do, Jan. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.